In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christos Anesti. This morning's Gospel reading is one of the longest of the year, but also one of the richest. And it's one of those readings where, and I intend this pun totally, so please forgive me, we can't go to the well too often. And that's because this morning's Gospel reading is about the encounter of Jesus with the woman of Samaria, Fotini, at the well. And this dialogue where it's revealed through the course of the dialogue that this is a woman who knows some things about spiritual matters, who herself is looking for some spiritual insight. Jesus has this wonderful dialogue that brings her from virtual ignorance of who Jesus is to the point where she goes to her village and tells everyone, and they come out to meet Jesus because of her witness. It's a tremendous Gospel reading. If anybody came a little bit late this morning or just wants a refresher, you can take your liturgical guide and reread that, and it's certainly worth doing so. In fact, during the course, there's even a little story within a story, because during the course of this dialogue that Jesus has with the Samaritan woman, we have the apostles who come up and say, hey, you know, you want something to eat? They're almost clueless as to what's going on. Well, with that as a background, I want to share with you that, and I don't think it's just a matter of getting older, but I really lament over the state of the world. And every morning when I open up the news and check the headlines, it seems to be more and more shocking. And we don't seem to be getting any better, we humans, left to our own devices. Which, by the way, is one of the great myths of technology and the postmodern era, that just let us humans alone long enough and we'll fix all the problems. But we know things are getting worse, and we seem to be more tribalized and isolated, and we have almost a tolerance, if you will, for the poverty in which many people live. We're a self-absorbed race, we human beings. And it seems like there's just a complete sliding scale of morality, if there isn't any morality anymore at all. And I ask myself, what is standing in the way of that? And this morning, on the feast of the Samaritan woman, Fotini, I think we can learn a lot from this encounter between Jesus and this very interesting woman who went on to become a saint and martyr of our church. Jesus meets her where she is. He doesn't speak above her, doesn't speak around her, doesn't speak down to her. He just speaks to her where she is. And she meets this woman where she is with regard to her own understanding of spiritual matters. And she has a real knowledge of spiritual things, at least in her own level, because she can talk about her tradition, the Jewish tradition. And she seems to have a spiritual thirst, not only her, but even the people of her village. And they want to come out and meet Jesus. She has shame for what she's done. If you read the Gospel reading, you'll know that she is not in an especially good place in her life with regard to her morality, but she's honest about it. She's honest with Jesus. And she really seems to be almost absent of pride, the pride that gets in the way sometimes of listening. And she doesn't even allow the sudden exit from off stage of the apostles to get in the way of things. She stays focused. And you think about that dialogue and think how antithetical it is to the way human beings interact with each other nowadays. Do people talk to each other where they are? Do they meet the other person where he or she is? It doesn't seem like it. Is there a general knowledge of spiritual things in the world? No, of course not. We know how to do the latest updates on our phones and computers and see what those updates bring us, but our spiritual knowledge is kind of empty. Is there a spiritual thirst in this world? Maybe. Some people describe themselves as spiritual but not religious. We've talked about that. But I think more people just describe themselves as, Is there shame in this world? I don't know. It's hard to find it. Is there honesty? Next. And what about pride that keeps us from listening to each other? Definitely. We are horrible listeners, we postmodern human beings. And what about the distractions? There are so many we can't even count them. And after a while, the distractions of life almost seem like that's life itself. I can remember when computers first came out for home computers and have this wives particularly complain, oh, my husband's on the computer all the time. And everybody thought that would change, how wrong we were. And all of these things that we learn from the Samaritan woman and Jesus, all of these things that we can say about the modern world, if we're honest with ourselves, they're things that keep us in the way, or that keep us, excuse me, from experiencing Jesus as fully as we can. They get in the way. They get in the way of our own spiritual journey. So we should ask ourselves, what is our knowledge of spiritual things? What is our level of spiritual thirst? Do we feel shame? And if so, do we do something about it? Are we honest? Do we have that kind of pride that keeps us from listening to other people? Are we distracted by the distractions of life? It's fair to say that anybody listening to this sermon, whether in person or later on online, if we went down that list, all of us could say, on some level, we're guilty of at least one or more of those things. And remember, please, it is important for us to be honest about that and to want to do better, because all the time that you and I spend not thirsting for spiritual things, all the time that you and I spend not meeting people where they are, not listening to other people, not being honest, all of the time we spend doing those things, we ourselves are contributing to the chaos and to the degradation of this world. So we have a responsibility not only to our own salvation, but to those around us. So very simply, on this Sunday of the Samaritan 2018, dear brothers and sisters, I don't think that there could be a more timely and practical set of instructions for how to live in and how to fix this broken world of ours. Not only do the elements of this gospel narrative explain to us why our world is so deficient, but if we look at them in a positive way, they actually provide an antidote for our brokenness and our corruption. And yes, they are a guideline for what you and I can do to get to know the Lord better. Are we afraid? Are we afraid that this world of ours doesn't seem to be moving in the right direction? Then we need to remember that it's high time. It's high time that all of us learn how to go back to the well and get a drink.